USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Exercise is linked to a reduced risk of 7 types of cancer, and the more physical activity, the better, according to a study published by the Journal of Clinical Oncology. In general, healthy adults are encouraged to engage in 2.5 to 5 hours a week of moderate intensity activity, such as brisk walking or gardening. Alternatively, up to 2.5 hours of vigorous activity like jogging, running, swimming laps, jumping rope, or hiking are recommended. These guidelines have been largely based on their impact on chronic diseases like cardiovascular and diabetes. According to Alpa Patel, the senior scientific director of research at the American Cancer Society, the study from the researchers of the American Cancer Society, National Cancer Institute, and Harvard School of Public Health pulled data from 9 studies involving more than 755,000 adults. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
New York police will step up patrols in high-profile Jewish neighborhoods in the wake of recent anti-Semitic attacks in and around America's largest city. More officers will be seen in the Brooklyn neighborhoods of Borough Park, Crown Heights, and Williamsburg, according to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. De Blasio tweeted, "Hate does not have a home in our city. Houses of worship and other buildings associated with the Jewish faith will get extra attention from patrol officers." Japan executed its first foreigner in 10 years. Wei Wei, age 40, was hanged at a detention center where he had been on death row for more than 16 years. Wei was convicted of robbing and killing a clothing store owner and his wife and 2 children at their home. He and 2 Chinese accomplices dumped the bodies into the ocean after attaching weights to them. Japan has maintained the death penalty despite growing international criticism. Amnesty International said the hanging showed Japan's shocking lack of respect for the right to life. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Russia has a new weapon. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Russia's defense minister claiming that nation's new intercontinental weapon that flies 27 times faster than the speed of sound is now operational. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle is a technological breakthrough comparable to the nation launching the first ever Soviet satellite back in 1957. China's working on a similar weapon. The weapon launches atop a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then separates and makes sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere, making it difficult to intercept. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Legendary radio personality Don Imus, who hosted the radio show Imus in the Morning for nearly 50 years around the country, has died. Imus was 79. Imus passed away at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station, Texas, after being hospitalized on Christmas Eve. The cause of death has not yet been given. Imus is survived by his wife of 25 years, Deirdre, and 6 children. A small service for Imus will be held in the next few days. The family requests that any donations be made to the Imus Ranch Foundation, which supports charities for children with cancer and other major illnesses. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.